Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Pesach phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Tuesday, 13th day of the month of Shvat. As always, it's great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline for submitted sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce a good friend, Rabbi Yechiel Shaffer of the Pikesville Jewish Center in Baltimore, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shaffer slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and the Chenu. We had Rabbi Shaffer on the program way back in May, and that was before we had introduced the segment to learn more about various communities across North America. So we will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Shaffer to learn more about his wonderful community in Pikesville. And you have to Google it to find that it is indeed in Baltimore. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, v'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shaffer.
Thank you, Naftali. It's so great to be back here. It's so great to hear your voice. And thank you to the Orthodox Union, to the OU, for everything that your organization is doing to help Kol Yisrael, to help the Jewish people and the world more broadly during these challenging times. And thank you to the OU for continuing to gather this community of mispalalim, of people who have integrated into their lives, into their days, extra time to pray and reflect during these challenging times. We find ourselves in a tension-filled moment. God has given us the wisdom and given us the talent to create a vaccine, to see a light at the end of the tunnel, to give us the tools to ensure that, please God, we will have a refuah, collective refuah from this pandemic. And yet we are still in the throes of the darkest days of this pandemic. I don't know about anyone else listening in, but this is one of the first times in my life I have felt completely helpless and restrained, so limited and sometimes so lucky and sometimes so incapable of figuring out what to do next. It feels very difficult what to do now. While this feeling is nothing compared to those who are seriously unwell or those who are suffering directly at the effects of the pandemic, I found myself this morning in preparation for these short few minutes together, thinking about the many impacts of this past year and what our hopes are for the future. The Shalach, which we will read, please God, this Shabbat in Shul, or around Shul, or over Shabbat, wherever you may find yourself, is a parsha that offers so much hope because it presents to us a model for redemption and it illustrates for us that the impossible is possible with faith. It's possible with God. After the Jewish people crossed the Yam Suf, after they crossed over miraculously on the dry part of the Red Sea, we know that they sing and they celebrate. The salvation was so great, it was so awesome and unexpected. There was a deep emotional expression in that moment, resulting in the Shira, resulting in singing and dancing. When Miriam and the women began to play drums and timbrels, our sages make the following comment, raise the following question. V'chi minayin hayu lahem Yisrael tupim u'mecholos bamidbar. Simply, you may be wondering what's going on, all the singing and all the celebration. Our sages wanted to know, where did they get the instruments from in the desert? Why did they have drums and tambourines ready to go? Sages comment and continue, and they say, Ela, there was a group of righteous individuals, a righteous community that understood that God would perform for them miracles. They knew that God would do extraordinary feats for them. When the Exodus was unfolding, while the final plague was leaving a devastating blow on Egypt, and people were gathered in the safety of their own homes around the first Seder in history. A Seder tell us that there was a group of faithful, righteous Jews who understood that God would perform miracles and wonders, and there would be a time in the future for expressing songful gratitude. There would be a time for singing. There would be a time for instruments. On the night of the Exodus, while some were packing their bags and others were seeking compensation for the Egyptians, this faithful group prepares instruments for the future celebrations, for a time when they can express their joy, when they can express their gratitude. In the darkness of that last night in Egypt, it was understood that there would be a time in the future for delight, and they prepared what they would need for that brighter future. I hope and pray, while we each during this time have appropriately focused on ensuring the safety of our families, and while many of us, while many are still in need of our tefillot, of our prayers, to secure for them good health and a stable income, security that we are all seeking, I hope and pray that we also prepare the instruments for a time in the future where we will sing together in harmony, praise to God for ending this difficult, dark, and tragic pandemic and bringing a new harmony to our life, bringing new light to the world. We'll sing together, Mi kamocha be'ilim Adonai, Mi kamocha ne'adar be'kodesh no'ra tihilos o'sefela, as the Jews did on the banks of the Red Sea, the banks of the Yam Suf. Who is like you, O Lord, among the celestials? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in splendor, working wonders? We are so grateful to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, to God, for giving us the skills, the wisdom, and the people capable for creating a pandemic. And we hope to be able to carry the instruments for future celebrations together in brighter and lighter and happier times. So please join me in reciting three chapters of Tehillim. We're going to begin with chapter 23. I will read it slowly in Hebrew and invite you to read it along with me. Davening, praying for the well-being of Kal Yisrael, for the well-being of our world, and preparing the instruments for future celebrations, for future expressions of gratitude. Perek Chafdimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsar. Binos deshe yarbitzeni, almi menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'ma'agle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit salmoves lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiftecha mishantecha heme yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefonai shulchan neged sororai. Dishanta b'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Achtel v'chesed yedefuni kol yimei chayai. V'shachti b'veis Adonai la'orech yamim. Chapter 121, Perek Kuf Chof Aleph. Shilam Alos Esa Einai El Harin Me'ayin Yevo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osesh Mayim Va'aretz. Al Yitim Lamot Raglecha Al Yonum Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha. Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yokecha ויורח בלילה, דנאי ישמרך מקרה, ישמר את נפשך, דנאי ישמר פייסך ובייך, מעתה ויד עולם. A final chapter of Tehillim for the day, פרק קוף למד, chapter 130. שיר מעלות ממעמקים קורסיך, אדנאי, אדנאי שמעה בקולי תהיינה אז אוזניך קשבות לכל תחנוני. Im avonos tishmaya Adonai mi amol. Ki imcha haslicha l'man tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'livaro ho'cholti. Nafshi l'Adonai meshomerim l'aboke, shomerim l'aboke. Yechel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai hachesed v'harbei mofedus. V'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. I'll now recite the prayer of the Mishaberech l'cholim, the prayer for those who are in need of a refuah shalema. When I pause, please insert the names of your loved ones who are in need of our tefillot. Mishaberech avatenu Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Ushlamo, Natenu Sarif Rivka Rachel Veleah, Uyivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. ba'avor she'anachnu mitparalim ba'avoram. B'schar zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem la'achavimam ulerapusam ulehachazikam ulehachyosam v'yishlach lahem mehiro refuah shelema min ha'shamayim v'chol ivareihem l'chol gedeihem b'soch shar chol Yisrael refuah haguf refuah ha'nefesh refuah haguf hashta ba'agala uvizman lariv v'nomar amein. We'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanasunim betzaro v'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לברכה, מאפלה לאורה ומשעבוד לגאולה, השתא בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Schaefer. As we transition into the next segment of our call, first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Thank God. We're doing very well. I'm very, very grateful for our health. Grateful for our community. It's so wonderful to live in a supportive community with very generous and giving people. We're grateful for that, and we're grateful for every day our kids are in school. some of the most basic things, so thank God.
I can certainly relate. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community? I know when you and I spoke offline, I mentioned that in our advertisement, I would write the Pikesville Jewish Center in Pikesville, Maryland. And you said, no, you should write Baltimore. So I know you are putting it on the map, but for those who may not be as familiar, where exactly is Pikesville? And give us a brief overview of the community.
Sure. Thank you, Natali. Pikesville is Baltimore. Just kind of another word for Baltimore, and certainly not pretending that I'm putting Baltimore on the map. Baruch Hashem, we have wonderful yeshiva here, wonderful, wonderful shuls and institutions. It's great, thank God. My shul is in a neighborhood in Baltimore called Pikesville. We're located in Baltimore County as opposed to the city, thank God we're a young, growing shul. We have about 150 families. Many of which are in their 30s, in their 40s, raising children, and trying to figure out how to, thank God, remain healthy, and also to grow and to be engaged and to try to create a Jewish community that we would like to see in the future, defined by Chesed and Tefillah and Limud Torah. Thank God it's a very special corner of the country. I would invite people to visit, but I'm not sure now is the right time for that.
We'll put it on hold, and everyone will have the opportunity, hopefully, please God, in the near future. So you wear multiple hats, and we've known each other for a number of years, back to our days in Camp Task. We've overlapped and have interacted many times over the years. You wear an additional hat for the Orthodox Union as well. But you've been in the rabbinate for a number of years, and I don't even think I know the answer to this question. What motivated, what drove you to want to go into the rabbinate, and more specifically, why a shul, to be the rabbi of a shul?
Natali, I was hoping you would know the answer to that question, so I could just send it back to you. There's probably a number of different things I could say, but I grew up in London. I left when I was 14 with my family, we came to America. But there's a phrase that they use in England to describe the rabbinate. The rabbinate is about serving people at different moments in their life, and the phrase they use is hatch, match, and dispatch. That you're there for when people are born, you're there for when people are married, and Rahman al-Islam, you're there for when people dispatch, when people pass. And it's a little bit of a cynical, little bit of tongue-in-cheek kind of description of the rabbinate. But one of the many blessings of this profession is the holistic experience. Thank God I have felt very touched and moved to be with people at some of their happiest times and to be with people at some of their most difficult times. And it really, you know, it's the opportunity to do chesed is incredible. And it's a big blessing that I get to do that professionally. And I'm very, very appreciative every single day for being able to work with people from birth until throughout their life, please God, supporting each other, inspiring each other, and continuing to do mitzvot and to learn together. That's my al rego achat reason I chose to go in the rabbinate.
Truly, truly special, and I know firsthand that those you interact with, those within your community and then the broader Jewish community, and the beneficiaries of such a wonderful decision, you truly do have an impact on all of those you interact with. Last question for the day, and you actually recently wrote an article on this topic, but as we're in the process of emerging somewhat from COVID-19, we still are very much within. These are still very much challenging days, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And many of within our communities, and I've been asking this question since we started this segment back in June, and we heard a wide variety of responses. I'm very curious to hear yours. But what role will our shuls play, and what communal changes do you anticipate for perhaps yours and the broader Jewish community as you look towards Bezrat Hashem? We've got soon a brighter future, hopefully very soon.
So that's a really good question. Let me just say I really appreciate your generosity and your kindness. In terms of what the future holds, I have no idea. I can tell you what I hope. I hope that community leaders, shuls, each of us in our own way will look at the world and will say to ourselves, what do we want to be true in the world going forward? You know, if you want a community that's warm, how might we create a community that's warm? If you want a community that is engaging, if you want a community, a shul that reaches every single person, whether they come to daven, or they come to learn, or they come to socialize, or they come for kiddush, if you want a shul that reaches every single person, I would hope and pray that our communities will be engaged in the how might we conversations going forward. How might we reach everyone? How might we support everyone? And how might we foster a space and an environment for spiritual growth for anyone who chooses to come? And how might we reach as many people as possible in supporting them, both during this difficult time, but please God, towards the end, and as we find this kind of new world that we come into, I hope we can imagine and deliberately design kehilot, communities, shuls, gatherings that speak to everyone there and is inspiring and is deliberate and is thoughtful in how it reaches and how it engages with people. I don't think it's unrealistic. I think it's big aspirations, and we're not there yet. But please God, we have very few opportunities in our lives to stop and look at things as if they were a blank piece of paper and say, what do we hope will be true about our communities in a post-COVID-19 world? And I certainly hope it's about reaching as many as possible and about creating space for spiritual growth for as many as possible. Naftali, thank you so much for doing this day in, day out. I did it last a long time ago, and I know it's a great source of chizuk for so many. Mirza Hashem, the tefillot offered here every single day should be a merit, should be a zechus for Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish people, for the world that is so in need of meaningful and sincere tefillot. So thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity to participate and to be inspired by the many who are davening during these moments.
Thank you. Rabbi Shapper, thank you so much for being on the call and for providing us a picture of your wonderful community as they are with all Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of the need will be answered, the tova for good, and may the Rabbonei Sha'olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as you will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Gideon Moskovitz of the Maryland Minyan in Houston, Texas. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.